Is there someone you need to forgive today? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I once had a mentor figure who really took advantage of me, and for several years, I really hated this person. How could they act that way? I wanted this person to know how much they'd hurt me, and I wanted them to suffer for it. But as some of you know, this is neither a very good way to handle hurt, nor is it how things often work out. However, I have since learned more about this individual, and I'm sure that things are not all rosy in their camp. Regardless, I had to forgive them in my heart. Over and over again, I have had to, because sometimes, you know, things resurface and I find myself stuck in that anger once again. Have you ever felt this way? Is there someone that you know you need to forgive right now? Well, if so, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called Forgiveness at Christmas by Mary Schilling. A friend and I returned from Christmas shopping. I checked my jewelry box. Another pair of new earrings was missing. I had been excited about wearing them to school on Monday. I told my mother, and she discovered it was that same friend who I'll call Josie. My heart hurt that one of my best friends was stealing from me. I had trusted her. We shared meals and secrets, but she stole from me. I was so mad I felt like I couldn't forgive her. At school, she was always smiling. My anger and bitterness didn't cause her pain. I was miserable while she was happy. Later, I learned that Jesus Christ came to earth to die in my place for my sins and rise again to give me new life. I chose to admit my wrongdoing, receive His forgiveness, and follow Christ. I knew that I had been forgiven much, and that Jesus called me to forgive others as well. I wanted Josie to apologize to me so I could forgive her, but I realized that I could forgive her no matter what she does. It felt like forgiving her meant we had to be great friends again. But while forgiveness is freely given, trust is earned. It's okay to let go of the hurt in my heart without inviting someone who has stolen from me back into my house. It felt like I should hold back forgiveness to punish her, but the Bible tells us that revenge belongs to the Lord. When I hold resentment in my heart, the only person it hurts is me. As Christmas approaches, I remember that Jesus was born to bring us forgiveness. Since He laid down His life to offer me forgiveness, He will empower me to forgive others. Jesus was born to bring peace on earth. And letting go of unforgiveness brings peace to my heart. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Are you struggling to forgive someone who has hurt you? Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about the wrongs that have been done to you. Jesus grieves our hurts with us, and one way He helps us heal is by helping us let go of unforgiveness. And as we reflect on how much God has forgiven us, we often find it becomes easier to forgive others. You can thank Him for forgiving you, and you could even try picturing God's forgiveness flowing through you to others. God will punish every sin at Judgment Day, but the sins of those who trust in Jesus have already been paid for by Jesus' death on the cross. How might knowing that God will handle every wrong in His perfect justice help us let go of the desire to punish someone? As you and I can read in Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Leviticus 19:18, Romans 12:14-21, and Colossians 3:12-15, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in reading some more Devos specifically about Christmas time? Well, it's not too late to check out our Bible reading plan. You can find it on the Unlocked Devo app or on the Bible app, and check out our Christmas reading plan. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Hail Jesus, Savior King with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.